Ed Orgeron becomes the interim head coach now for LSU, and he is arguably the most entertaining character in all of college football. I mean, if there is one highlight, like, we are missing out on a character known as Les Miles now in college football. Les Miles eats grass. Les Miles gives us very bizarre speeches left and right. He's very passionate. He's fun. The Mad Hatter, right? He is a character. We always like more characters in sports, but Ed Orgeron brings plenty to the table. Everyone knows, I'm guessing, that he's got a great career as an assistant coach in college football from Miami in the late 80s, early 90s, working with Warren Sapp and recruiting The Rock, among many others, to Miami, and being on Southern California staff in the Pete Carroll era, among things that he's famous for. He actually was 6-2 as USC's head coach when they fired Lane Kiffin. They beat number 5 Stanford, and they barely lost to Notre Dame that year. Otherwise, they easily could have been 7-1 under his head coaching tenure, and they did not give him the job afterward, which, you know, in retrospect, he probably looks a little bit better than either Clay Helton or the gentleman with the alcohol problem, who, for whatever reason, his name I can't recall right now. The guy that Alabama just hired. Why can't I think of that? Lane Kiffin and blank, those two guys that Pete Carroll had as co-offensive coordinators. Sarkisian, there we go. I don't know why I'm having mental lapses tonight. Yeah, Steve Sarkisian. Anyways, so that run that Ed Orgeron had where they were 6-2 as interim head coach at USC was like the best run that USC's had in like 5, 6, 7 years. I mean, honestly. Now, his run at Mississippi was disastrous as a head coach. He won like 2 games a season for 3 years. Gave us an awesome Hummer commercial. YouTube that if you guys have the time. But anyways, he's amped about coaching LSU because he's from Louisiana, and you can kind of hear it in his voice. He says it's his dream job.
Growing up in South Louisiana, being the head coach at LSU is a dream, obviously. But it's a well-respected position that I'm holding right now, and I hold it in high esteem, and I understand the expectations at LSU, and I fully intend to meet all those expectations.
He's going to bring a lot of energy to the table. I mean, there was a lot written about the way that he was conducting practices at Southern California. One of the first things that he allowed the linemen to do was eat desserts when he took over after Lane Kiffin. So he's going to work people hard, and he's going to let them have fun at the same time, and he's going to be a player's coach, and LSU's probably going to come out and play with their hair on fire the next time they take the field. And, you know, clearly he uses the term energize. That's what he plans on doing.
Having been an opponent coming into the stadium and understand the intimidation of the Tiger family, and we're going to bring that back. And our players are looking forward to the energy that we're going to bring. We're going to flip the script. We're going to do things different. We're going to do things that I've done in the past to re-energize this team and the Tiger family and support our players. This is all about our players.
Next up, they have Missouri for a night game in LSU this weekend. I think Missouri is going to get hit by a cinder block. I think they are going to get smashed this weekend. Watch these guys come out and play incredible for Ed Orgeron. But now that we're talking about Ed Orgeron, he's kind of just me, or does he kind of sound like Farmer Fran and Waterboy? That's a little messed up. I'm sorry about that. It's his voice. I mean, it's where he was born and raised, right? In Louisiana. Guy probably can't help that. What does that mean? Look, I'm pulling for Ed Orgeron. I want him to actually get this job. And Coach O coaching LSU, that would be a lot of fun. That is something to pull for. And what could be more entertaining than that guy finding some way to beat Alabama this year?